He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Tuesday, February 24th. And today is the last day of the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis. That means the defensive backs are going through their measurable drills. It's a big day for these defensive backs because there's a group of them that will probably go in the late first round, maybe early second round. They're trying to set themselves apart in the 40-yard dash, the vertical jump, and the broad jump. Oh, we actually got a chance to talk to a lot of these defensive backs when they were at the podium earlier in the week. They talked about where they see themselves going in the draft and what they need to do to improve their draft stock.
I'm with Alabama safety Rashad Johnson. Rashad, you walked onto the team as a running back. How did you convert to safety?
I think converting over to safety, it wasn't, you know, that bad of a trade over. When I first came in, I was playing on special teams. I was running down on kickoffs, running down on punts, and the coaches saw, you know, that he could tackle. And, you know, so, I mean, moving over to safety, that's what you do. I mean, you come down, you tackle the ball. That's what you got to be first when you're a safety, is a good tackler. And I think the rest of it came after I got over there. They taught me, you know, the best way to backpedal, you know, yeah, there's a technique to it. And just taught me, you know, how to read the offenses, you know, because it's a little different when you move to the other side. But the transition wasn't that hard at all.
Well, I'm sure it helped having Nick Saban as a coach. That defensive back sort of his specialty. What did you learn from him?
I learned a lot from him. I mean, he taught me about, you know, the details of the game. I mean, just the small things that help you in becoming a better player. And some of those things, like, you know, reading uncovered linemen, if you're the middle field safety, and you see run, you know, you get an extra guy in the box, you know, before the ball even gets handed off. So, I mean, I definitely learned a lot from him, and he helped me, you know, to become a player that I am today.
Well, you're a free safety, but you said that you would go and help out in the box. I mean, you played some of that strong safety. Talk about your skills at free safety and at strong safety.
I think, you know, my big skills at free safety is that I got good range out of the middle. I'm able to get over the top, help my corners. And also, you know, I can feel the alley out of the free safety on the run, like I said. But coming out of strong safety, I do a good job of sitting in the box and reading the linemen and knowing, you know, what type of plays are coming. I can read the triangle, see when the guard pulls and things like that. So I think, you know, I can do it all when it comes to the safety position.
With Ohio State, Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm, there was some question about if you were going to come out as a corner or as a safety. If you're coming out as a cornerback, why do you love playing cornerback?
I think I like the challenge. You know, I'm a competitor, and I think just the challenge of, you know, matching up on somebody one-on-one and you know, trying to lock somebody down is hard, and, you know, I enjoy doing it, and I think I'm definitely capable of doing it, so that's what I like to play.
Well, you're a little bigger than a lot of corners. Have a lot of scouts asked you about your size, and what do you say to them?
I think they asked me about my size, but I think with my size, they want to know how fast I'm going to run. And I think, you know, I always tell them, yeah, I'm going to run in a 4.4, but I think that's a little modest. I think I'm going to try to run a little faster than that. I definitely, you know, they tell me basically I'm expected to run a 4.5, and I'm like, okay, well, you're going to be surprised then, because, you know, I'm definitely confident in that. But, you know, it's a question that I understand why they'll ask. You know, it's not too many corners that are my size, and to have this kind of size and speed is definitely rare, so they're definitely going to question it.
So there's a lot of premium, of course, placed on that 40, but then also people can look at your game film, and that speaks for itself. Who would you compare yourself in the league? I mean, what do you think your play is like compared to a current player right now?
I think if I wanted people to compare me to anybody, I think you would have to take, like, a Champ Bailey and mix him with, like, an Antoine Winfield or something, and that's kind of what I want to be. I want to be a guy who can cover, you know, like anybody else, but still come up and hit somebody and play a huge part in the run game. That's what I like to do. So.
And the Wake Forest quarterback, Alphonso Smith. Alphonso, when people say you're maybe the most underrated corner going into this draft, how do you sell yourself as a first-round guy?
Well, I can't do much more. You know, I've did it over my career. If you want to talk about production, I'm probably the first one. I haven't looked at everyone else's stats and stuff, but if you talk about production, I'm the first one. You're talking about intelligence and savvy and a guy who has knowledge of the game, probably the first one. So it's nothing much I can do now. You know, I'm going to try to go out Tuesday and put together a good 40 and a good workout, so that can help me out a little bit, but I think it's pretty much out of my hands now.
What do you say to people who say you're too short?
I've never been this tall a day in my life. This is as tall as I've been, you know, and It was an obstacle I had to overcome coming out of high school to college. Now it's an obstacle I have to overcome from college to the NFL, you know. So, and I really don't think making plays never had a size or a speed on it, you know. I've made it this far at this height and have the heart of a lion.
Well, I'm with Vanderbilt cornerback DJ Moore. DJ, there's a lot of corners that look like they're going to go late first round, second round. How do you distinguish yourself? How do you sell yourself?
I guess be honest, mostly. I don't have no off-the-field issues. I punt return, kick return. I played offense. So, I mean, I got a lot of stuff I can do. If I don't work at it one, because I have to play another one, so I think it's a win-win situation.
Well, in the NFL, there's a big premium on cover corners. Talk about your coverage skills.
It just comes with the position. I guess it's the hardest position on the field. I mean, it's very challenging. Everybody likes a challenging task or whatnot. So I think I can cover pretty well. I can cover the best of them, put it like that. So.
When I talk to Texans cornerback Dante Robinson, he says what he loves about being a corner is just making those big hits. What do you love about being a cornerback?
Interceptions, because you don't get on the handling the ball too often and know when you're on defense, you got to make that perfect move to get to the ball or whatnot. So it's a challenge of taking the ball away from the offense.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.